5 kids. Wow, that sounds like a lot.
It's a plot worthy of Desperate Housewives. Parents lying, cheating, and bribing to get their children into the country's top schools. Prosecutors say Felicity Huffman paid $15,000 and disguised it as a donation to charity, all so someone could fix her daughter's college entrance exam.
We're not talking about donating a building so that a school's more likely to take your son or daughter. We're talking about deception and fraud.
Sir, is there anything you want to say to the charges?
The nationwide scam centers around consultant Rick Singer. In addition to arranging for ringers to take students' admissions tests, or SATs, he's admitted to bribing insiders to change scores and bribing coaches to pass off students as elite athletic recruits, even though they had never played the sport before.
Congratulations on all your success.
That's so cute. Thank you.
Authorities say Lori Loughlin and her husband paid $500,000 so their daughter, popular YouTuber Olivia Jade, and her sister could attend USC as rowing team recruits. The FBI says scams like this netted Singer $25 million.
This is a case where they flaunted their wealth so they could set their children up for success with the best education money could buy, literally.
Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, and more, the schools targeted are some of the most prestigious, seen as gateways to powerful connections and great careers. But officials say the schools themselves were not involved.
For every student admitted through fraud, an honest, genuinely talented student was rejected.
In the case of Vancouver businessman and ex-CFLer David Sadu, the FBI says he paid $100,000 for each son so someone else could take their college entrance exams. His lawyer tells CBC that Sadu is known for his philanthropy and is innocent until proven guilty. Lori Loughlin's daughter got into the school of her choice, as did many allegedly involved in the scam. No students were charged today, and authorities say many had no idea what their parents were up to. Stephen D'Souza, CBC News, New York.
Now you may be wondering, could this happen in Canada? Well, we reached out to someone who knows, the head of admissions at the University of Toronto.
I think the way our system is set up, this kind of scale of fraud would be very, very unlikely. We don't tend to have the very small, very exclusive kinds of institutions. We tend to have larger, more accessible public schools in Canada. So we don't have any universities that are making offers to only 4 or 5% of their applicants. So that changes the dynamic a little bit.
And another deterrent, Canada doesn't have a system of standardized entrance exams. In the U.S., those all-important SATs were vulnerable to cheating.
And finally, athletics is very different in the U.S. It's a very significant part of U.S. colleges and universities. Here, we certainly do try to recruit good athletes, but they still have to meet our admission requirements.
Now, Richard Levin did tell us that he'll occasionally get calls from alumni hoping someone can pull some strings to get their kid in, but he insists it's not so much about who you know, it's about the quality of the application.